Hi guys, thanks for watching miasnewpairofglasses.com and welcome to part 10 in my SpaceX Deception series. Let's get right into the topic of this video. I told you we would discuss other events captured around the world and how they are all the same effort. They look slightly different due to different tech based on the country it is taking place in and the different methods used in each attempt. Let's go back to the event captured in the sky over China. The date for the spiral caught over China is unclear, with conflicting dates reported. Some say 1981, some say 1988, but for our purposes, it doesn't matter. We're going to focus on what aspects are visually similar to the SpaceX launches to tie them together. Because hopefully throughout this series, you've realized how important it is to start trusting your eyes again, not what they tell you. The China Light Spiral. Now, where have we seen something similar to that? That's right. It's the December 2017 SpaceX launch. The technology is some combination of the spiral method of entry we talked about earlier, most likely used during the breaking through the surface tension of the waters above. In the China event in the 80s, it didn't work, which is why it spun out and dissipated, because it was without the SABO technology to get it through. In the December 2017 launch, it worked, and eventually fell away from the secondary submarine tech once into the waters above. But what about that pulsing? Well, it is some kind of pulsing spiral technology used to aid the submarine / secondary tech into the waters above that the Chinese used back in the 1980s. Now let's look at another event captured over China in November of 2018. The different colors could be for many reasons. Someone edited the color of the footage, or different chemicals in the disturbed particles based on the variances in technology. But what you may ask is, if it's the same type of effort, why did this one not have a liquid hydrogen rocket trail? It looks like they just came out of the sky. How could that be? It is due to something like the B-52 Stratofortress. The B-52 Stratofortress is a high-altitude, long-range, strategic heavy bomber with a range of 10,000 miles and reaching heights of up to 10.41 miles. These high-altitude planes are used to get the lift up to high altitudes. Remember, we talked about needing less fuel for further distances when you have wings to provide lift. They drop a rocket or missile when they get high enough in altitude, and the rocket takes off from where it is deployed. So an aircraft like this was most likely used to transport the rocket, and when they get high enough in altitude, they release it, and it takes off from the point it is released, which would explain why there is no hydrogen rocket trail leading up to the point that we saw it in the sky. It would explain why during the November 2015 event captured over LA had a trail that started abruptly and went straight across horizontally with no beginnings of a hydrogen rocket trail. There was another event caught earlier this year in April of 2018 over China. In this event, you can see the spiral liquid hydrogen rocket trail. Similar to the liquid hydrogen rocket trail left in the 2009 Norwegian Light Spiral. I also want to point out that you can see the reverberation of when the submersible technology gets repelled by the flip ring. And it starts its downward trajectory. Why are different countries using different methods and technology if this is one worldwide effort of the controllers? Because they still have to use the different scientists, materials, and resources they have on hand to keep it financially feasible. Why are there months or even years between attempts? Because after each failure, it takes time before they can launch another. They must collect the data, figure out what failed and why, and then develop and build a new type of rocket technology based off of each failure, and needing to manage large teams of people to do it. Hopefully by now you are starting to see the whole picture and the scope and magnitude of what it is I've been discussing in this SpaceX Deception series, how all these events are connected, why they vary, and why they happen all over the world. So stay tuned for part 11, where I will cover the different reasons that they have not attempted to explain all the things that we've seen in the sky, why they're getting sloppy, why so many increased efforts in the last 10 to 15 years, and where the controllers are trying to go. Thanks for watching, everybody. Stay safe, be good to one another, and as always, God bless.